Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, one and all. Tomorrow, Offsides will be live on location at Wings Etc. In Spartanburg. And also in Boiling Springs. We will be live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs tomorrow. Invite you to come out. Invite you to say hello. It would be awesome to have the chance to meet you guys in the Spartanburg area. So we will be there tomorrow. You, of course, can listen to us at 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, and 1330 AM if you find yourself in the Anderson and Clemson area. And if you consider yourself a Gamecock and find yourself in the Anderson-Clemson area, my, do I feel sorry for you. We are beginning the process of welcoming and inviting your entries, your nominees for our pet peeves bracket. We're going to crown the biggest pet peeve in the upstate. After the tournament is over, we're taking your nominees now. We've gotten a ton of great suggestions thus far. So, it's really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff in really, really good stuff indeed. Also, we will want to invite all of you guys to join our massive bracket challenge. We are off the air today at 3:30 for Clemson baseball, followed by Clemson in the NIT against Wichita State. We are really, really, really encouraging you guys to compete with us. You get to compete with Mark Sturgis. You get to compete with Mark Ryan. You get to compete with Lonzo Reitzel. You get to compete with Diesel. And you get to compete with all of us here in the building, and you got some great prizes on the line. All you have to do is go to ESPNUpstate.com and register for the bracket.
All right, quick question. A caller called who'd already called in and wants to bet you a pizza that he beat you on the bracket. Are you going to take bets outside with listeners over whether – I mean, because you've already said how dominant you were going to be. And some people are doubting it and wanting to bet some food on it.
I will absolutely bet. Who is that listener?
That would be Bob.
Bob, and what is his handler name? What is his username?
I don't know.
Okay,
that.
Bob, once we have your handle, once we know what your handle is, because here's what happens then. I don't know what your handle is, and you tell me that you're the guy that won the tournament, right? So,
But wait a minute. You're going to win, so it won't matter.
Right. But Lonzo, listen, we're approaching 1,000 people have signed up for this already, okay? 1,000 people. Because we've been promoting it well, because Straight Up with Sturgis has been promoting it well. We're approaching a ton of participation in this particular tournament. What are the odds that I'm going to win out of 1,000 people, Lonzo? Out of 1,000 people. Now, I like...
So you're backtracking?
Listen. I like my chances. What I will say is I like my chances. But even Duke, I am the Duke of this tournament. Even Duke... has less than a 50-50 shot of winning the national title. So anyway, the stipulation is, Bob, I get to get a pizza wherever I want, and you have to deliver it to the studio, okay? That is the deal. That is the stipulation should we go down that road. As for you and I, it is time to get to the top three at three. The top three at three begins right now. All right, at number three, fighting words between two Hall of Famers. LeBron and Clyde Frazier are going at it. Why are they going at it? And Clyde Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, is right. He's absolutely right. The other day, LeBron James, the Lakers were having a huddle, and LeBron James is sitting at the very last seat of the bench, not in the huddle, not looking like a team guy, not looking like a leader, not taking part in what is going on in the Lakers huddle. Completely disconnected, as he's been much of the second half of this season. And if you call yourself a LeBron James fan, number one, I'm asking why these days. Number two, the thing that has to bother you the most is that LeBron seems largely unaffected by the losing. This is a Lakers team that is about to win fewer games with LeBron than they won without LeBron. Isn't that amazing to consider? Amazing to consider. The reality is, look, I'm not willing to write LeBron off as a poor leader from one incident, but I will say that sitting on the end of the bench when your team's in the huddle is a bad look. That individual look is a bad look. Damon Jones, former teammate of LeBron, defends his former mate.
LeBron James has led the NBA in minutes the last 5 years, okay? So when he comes out of the game, he grabs his pad, goes to the end of the bench, and he sits down for, what, 2 minutes maybe? And here Clyde Frazier is talking about he's not engaged in the game. He's the face of the NBA. He needs to be better. I'm going to tell you this, Clyde Frazier, because you don't know. Last night after the game, I went and had dinner with LeBron. And you know what? 6 of his teammates was with him. So if he's not a good teammate, he's not a good leader, he wouldn't be hanging with these guys off the floor in New York City. Come on. And this is not just for Clyde. This is for everybody that's taking shots at LeBron James. Stop it, because it's not warranted and it's not fair.
All right. Stephen A. Smith heaps on the LeBron defense train as well.
LeBron shows up every year ready to go. To sit up there and treat him like he doesn't care, see, that's where we crossing the line. We really, really are crossing the line. We're reaching, and we're allowing headlines about him preceding his arrival to manipulate our coverage of him once he arrives. With all due respect to Walt Clyde Frazier, you don't even have a license to criticize the Knicks. You can't criticize your own team, but you can criticize LeBron. Like that? LeBron deserves criticism sometimes, mind you. Wanting to control the narrative and all that other stuff, but he didn't deserve that. I'm sorry. He just didn't deserve that.
Yeah, thank you, Screamin' A. I think you're wrong, okay? LeBron, by not joining the huddle, by sitting completely away from the team, you therefore put yourself above the team. So much in life is about how things look. What presentation are you giving? What's the look that you're giving to your employer, to your family? That, I don't care what anybody says, was a bad look for LeBron. Next up. At number two, Mike Trout is set to sign the richest deal in sports, and he's set to sign the richest deal in sports by over $100 million. See, Bryce Harper just signed a $330 million deal. Mike Trout is expected to exceed $430 million. Bryce Harper, congratulations. So what's the problem? Well, the issue is the Angels are making a mistake. Why are the Angels making a mistake? After all, Mark Ryan, isn't Mike Trout the best player in the game today? Yeah, I believe he is. I believe he is the best player in baseball today. Here's the problem. In 7 full seasons with Mike Trout, you've won as many playoff games as Lonzo and I have for you. 0. You made the playoffs once in 7 years with Mike Trout. You won no games. You got swept in that particular series. This, ladies and gentlemen, is in no way, shape, or form a referendum on Mike Trout. He's one of the best players in the game. But in baseball, one player simply does not make that big of a difference. And the nerds in baseball will throw out this war stat, wins above replacement, which is basically how much better Mike Trout is than the average center fielder. And Mike Trout is worth 10. He's got a war of 10, which means he's worth 10 more wins a year than the average center fielder. It still doesn't matter. You couldn't win with Mike Trout when you had him on an affordable deal. Now that you can't even afford him, how much do you think you're going to win? I think Mike Trout has committed himself to a life of purgatory, where he's relatively anonymous in Los Angeles. And maybe that's what he wants. After all, if Mike Trout was walking down the street, how many of you would recognize him? Anyone? Fry? Bueller? I'm betting less than 3 out of 10 South Carolinians would be able to recognize Mike Trout walking down the street. Yet let's pay him $430 million when we've made the playoffs once in 7 years with him. These long-term deals, if you look at the history of these long-term deals, they never, ever, ever work out. Not one has worked out well. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, an open question forum for you. Let's have a town hall meeting here, shall we? You and I. What is wrong with basketball in the Palmetto State? What's wrong with basketball in our state here? In the history of Clemson and South Carolina basketball, a history that has spanned 216 different seasons. Okay, 216 years of basketball combined between those two schools. One Final Four. Why, ladies and gentlemen, why? Why is there less than half a percentage chance, less than half of 1% chance that in a given year, Clemson or South Carolina is going to make the Final Four? And it happened zero times in 212 years before 2 years ago when South Carolina beat Florida to go to the Final Four. Folks, I am trying to figure this out because everybody will tell me it's a football state. Well, guess what? Florida is a football state, yet my alma mater, Florida, has four Final Fours the last 22 years, has two national championships the last 22 years. My most hated rival, Florida State, is a four seed this year in the NCAA tournament. You think Florida's a basketball school? You think Florida State's a football school? Think again. So if it can happen there, why isn't it happening here? Is it that the fans won't buy in until the athletic departments commit? Is it that the athletic departments won't commit until the fans commit? Is there a chicken and egg situation here that isn't getting solved? Because when Zion Williamson leaves the state and spurns Clemson to go to Duke, when Ja Morant leaves the state and spurs South Carolina to go to Murray State, those are two players that could have Clemson and South Carolina in the Final Fours this year. And the state just isn't getting it done. And I ask you very openly, why? W-H-Y. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in on the show, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The Health There text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN and away you go. Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Mark with a C, Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, and you can get to me on email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Your calls, your thoughts, plus in honor of a player in the NFL, the best way to quit a job, next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, only right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. We've got some ESPN Upstate breaking news. It's powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Florida prosecutors are offering to drop charges on Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Any more to that story, Lonzo, that you want to share?
I'm efforting the story.
Efforting the story right now. They've offered to drop charges against Robert Kraft, which means what that tells me is I have a hard time believing what you felt initially, Lonzo, that that Robert Kraft knew and or was in on the extortion ring, the sex trafficking ring that was involved at that particular massage parlor.
All right. The proposed agreement calls for the men to admit they would have been proven guilty at trial. So they'll drop the charges if they say, yeah, we were guilty. So they have to admit guilt for them to drop the charges.
Really?
This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Lots of people chiming in on Twitter today. Chris Marshall says, so are you criticizing the Angels or are you criticizing Mike Trout? Mike Trout produces. Granted, he's the only one that produces on the team, but he does produce. You can't win in baseball. You don't win in baseball by using half of your payroll on one player. Chris, Mike Trout is going to make more than half of the entire payroll of three teams in Major League Baseball. The Oakland A's, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Miami Marlins. And I just don't think history shows that these deals work out well. By the way, Chris Marshall also says that he would love Lonzo to name his daughter Daenerys. You know, he would love to name her Daenerys after Game of Thrones, in Game of Thrones fame. So so there you go. There you go. Interesting stuff there. So in any case, you know, we've had a lot of spirited discussion on the show today at 3:30. A programming note, we are going to get to Clemson baseball. Clemson faces Charleston in baseball at 3:30 today. Immediately following that, you'll be able to hear Clemson in the NIT against Wichita State. I will be interested. You know, we haven't had calls on Clemson in the NIT, which I affectionately call the not-in tournament, But I'm interested to see kind of the numbers as to whether you guys are watching or listening to Clemson in the NIT on our station and in this particular state. I'm interested in hearing that. I'm interested in checking that out. I have a feeling the buzz, the vibe will be greater for Furman in the NIT than Clemson in the NIT because, honestly, for Clemson to be in the NIT and for South Carolina to be spurned by the NIT because they have 16 losses, those seasons have to be classified as failures. They simply have to be classified as failures. If you want to be anything as a basketball program, Clemson and South Carolina, those seasons need to be classified as complete and total failures. So anyway, let's get to this here. Did you hear about Haloti Ngata? Haloti Ngata retired yesterday by climbing to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And he said, I've reached the top of the mountain. It's time to let go. There's a great picture that you can find online about this just by searching Haloti Ngata, H-A-L-O-T-I-N-G-A-T-A is his name. He's at the top of the mountain on Mount Kilimanjaro, and he posts a flag, puts the flag down with the three teams that he's played for in his career. And, you know, I was talking to show contributor Matt Hogan about this earlier in the day, and he was saying to me, Mark, I mean, can you think of a better way to go out than by planting the flag at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro? I've reached the top. It is time to retire. It is time to go out. What would be the best way that you have ever retired or quit from a job? What's the very best way you've ever done that? All right. Lonzo, does any particular example come to mind for you?
First of all, I just want to point out that I mentioned this on Either Or yesterday, so we've already talked about it. But here's the thing. No, I've never quit creatively, although I'm considering how to quit today after hurting you over earlier comments and, you know, quitting before I get fired. So, no, nothing comes to mind yet. But I'm working on it. I'm stewing over here. I'm waiting till 3:30. I got 4 minutes.
Listen, brother. Listen. Listen. You're fine because you're an adult, and that's why you're fine.
Am
okay?
I?
Yes.
You pointed out yesterday that I'm a big kid. So now you're saying I'm an adult.
You're a kid, but you're also a good dad, and you're an adult, and that's why you're fine, and that's why you can take good-natured ribbing. You need to. And the reality is, nobody should be in this business if they can't. This isn't a business for the thin-skinned. We get insults on a daily basis that are 100 times worse than anything I say to you on the air. Okay? 100 times worse. All right? All I'm saying is that your daughter has a great name and your wife made the right decision on the name. That's my point. But by the way, how much time do I have? 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
I have 3 minutes. I need to tell you guys a story about the best way, in honor of Haloti Ngata, the best way to leave a job that I have ever heard. And this is one of my best friends from college. Names will be left out to protect the innocent. Names will be left out to protect the guilty. All right. In terms of this, but check this out. My friend legitimately quit a job in the way that I'm about to tell you. And this is the biggest mic drop job quit I've ever heard in my life. So my buddy had this boss that was a pain in his padded ass, week after week after week. He was always trying to undermine him to his boss. When his boss would make a mistake, he would always CYA himself and blame Ross to the boss that was above him. And Ross my buddy just got so tired of it. Oops. My buddy just got so tired of it. Yeah, I've said it twice now, haven't I? He got so tired of it. Good thing you don't know his last name. He got so tired of it that he decided to look for other jobs, and he was going to go to another employer. He's going to work for a different employer, right? And so here's what he does. He and the boss that he hates and they're based in Boston. So their drive to Maine, where they were set to meet with a client, is 4 hours away. And they were going to check in at around midnight in a Maine hotel. And then they had a meeting with this particular client the next morning. Okay, so he coordinates the whole thing with the boss. Meanwhile, my buddy has now accepted another job with a different company. So he coordinates that he's going to Maine. He's driving to Maine. He's going to meet the boss there around midnight. They're going to have a quick little rendezvous and go over the presentation for the next day. And then they're going to go to sleep and meet at 8 in the morning to make the presentation. So here's the deal. Here's what happens. He faxes his resignation to the hotel. He never goes to the hotel, and the meeting that he set up with the client was bogus. So his boss drives 4 hours in the middle of the night from Boston to Maine. He arrives. They have a fax for him from my friend resigning with no meeting with the client set the next day. No meeting whatsoever. The guy drove 4 hours in the middle of the night to the middle of Maine for nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about sticking it to the man who has stuck it to you? That is how you stick it to the man who stuck it to you. Clemson baseball is coming your way next. Thanks so much for listening. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.